Delighted this morning to welcome Rick and Sandy West, who are members here at Daybreak, to come and share the ministry of Christian Motorcycles Association of Canada. Rick will tell you what position he has with that organization. And I also want to welcome Rick and Sandy's daughter, Megan, her partner, Braden, and their two grandchildren who are here quite often to our service today as well. God bless you guys.
Thank you. Good morning. These lights are really bright. I apologize for this. I got to tell you, I feel a little overwhelmed this morning. Thought I had it all together. We sat last night and we looked at what we wanted to talk about this morning. And on the way into town on my bike, God was talking to me. And I'm not going to drastically change. You're looking at me scary, or scared. But that aside, I just wanted you to know that I just want to share a little bit before we start the actual talk about CMA. This God put on my heart this morning. And you know how, well, if you're a biker, you know you spend time cleaning your bike. And you always get bugs on your bike. And it's just a never-ending thing. You always get bugs on your bike. And I began to think about, we as Christians wind up with bugs on our hearts sometimes, or on our foreheads. Sometimes it's a shame thing. Sometimes it's a conviction about maybe something that you've said or something that you've done. And we try to clean that. And you can't just wipe it away like you can't wipe away bugs off your windshield. It's got to be changed. And it's got to come from in your heart. And that was just something that God put, that I just wanted to share with you this morning. So, Sandy and I are the regional coordinators for the Christian Motorcyclist Association for Alberta. If you look on the website, it actually says Alberta and North. And so when I asked our office administrator what that "and North" meant, she smiled and said, well, if we get a member in Tuktoyaktuk, you're going to have to go see him. So, that aside, we started riding with CMA in 2001, and we have just a lifetime of memories and people that we've met and people that have touched our lives, and we're grateful for that. So I got to ask you, I bet you haven't seen this much leather in this church at one time. You probably haven't seen that very often at all. A lot of our friends, and we're so grateful to all of you, a lot of our friends who have come here to support us in this presentation, and just to show the rest of you in our church family that there are many of us out there, and we do come from all walks of life. We're grateful to Pastor Tim and to the board of this church for allowing us to be here today, for allowing us to bring a bike into the sanctuary. That's kind of cool. And I got to tell you, I think I was the coolest grandpa in the church when there was these young men that were sitting over here that Tim introduced earlier, and I said, hey, you want to sit on my bike? He goes, really? Yeah, come on, man. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. So I want to tell you about where CMA was born and why. Back in the mid-70s in Arkansas, there was a pastor by the name of Herb Shreve. And he and his son Herbie were having some troubles, as fathers and sons do from time to time. And Herb struggled with, how can I get connected with my kid? And so he thought, you know, maybe if we bought a couple of motorbikes and went riding together, that'd be kind of cool. So in 1975, Herb and Herbie Shreve bought a couple of Honda 450 bikes, and they set out to go to a bike rally. Now, when they were at this rally, Pastor Herb saw this great need to reach into the darkness of the secular biker world. And it began to weigh on his heart. Now, father and son continued to ride together and go to rallies, and Herb continued to see this need. And he kept praying that God would send someone to minister to these bikers, anybody but him. But God wanted Herb Shreve. And from this humble beginning, CMA was born and has grown into an international ministry throughout the world. CMA Canada is celebrating 25 years of ministry in 2017, and we're hosting a Western National Rally in the big city of Bicycker on August 17th weekend to celebrate this. CMA is active now in over 30 countries and in the formative stages in many more places around the world. Did you bring the book? Okay. If you come see us at the table out in the foyer after church, we have a couple of books there, one called Riding the Crossroads and one called Harvest from the Highways. And these are books written by the Shreves. And they're the story of the beginnings and some of the history of CMA. And if you'd like to borrow the book to read it, come on out and talk to us. We'd be glad to loan it to you. It's an amazing journey through time and through the biker world. So we hope that you'll take the time to read it. The Christian Motorcyclist Association is a group of Christians who have a love of Jesus and a love of motorcycles. And we're part of an association of Christian bikers whose mission is to encourage Christian fellowship amongst local bikers, proclaim and teach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ whenever and wherever we can, to encourage and conduct amongst bikers public worship, ministry, and evangelistic events wherever and whenever we can, to serve our Lord Jesus Christ as his servant in the Christian and secular community wherever and however we can, and mostly to improve the image of persons engaged in motorcycling. CMA's motto is changing the world one heart at a time. Now, CMA is not a club, and we're not a gang. Clubs pay dues, and gangs have secret rituals and initiations, and we just don't have that. And CMA is not just for men. There's a lot of women and families involved in CMA as well. We call ourselves missionaries into places that many other people will not go. Now, we're not here to replace this church, and we're not here to... lost that. We're not here to replace this church. We're an extension of the local church. CMA is a doorway into the darkness where we can let the light of Jesus Christ shine. We go as humble servants of Jesus, because every time we put on our leather, we're also putting on the full armor of God and going out into a dark biker world to spread that light. As weekend warriors, spreading the good news to those who really need to hear it, we're ambassadors of Jesus Christ that you send out, just like many other missionaries that you might know. Now, the bikers that we meet on the highways and the byways and at rallies would probably never be comfortable in a church, just as many of us probably would not be comfortable in their world. So if we don't go to them with the gospel, how are they ever going to hear it? One of my best friends, Nick Blackwood, sitting right over there, wrote a song that you're going to hear in a little while about our ministry, and a line from it is this: if we don't go, then how will they know? Because the only Jesus they'll see is the Jesus in you and in me. Now, our ministry is mainly to the biking community, but to everyone who we meet. Some people have asked me, why am I involved in CMA? Well, the great commandment in Matthew 28:19 says, go to the people of all nations and make them my disciples and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Now, while we don't actually baptize people, we do take the Holy Word of God out to them. Excuse me. Now, God has truly designed the most perfect way for me to do evangelism. I've been given a really great tool to do this, which is sitting right over here on the floor. God has given me a motorcycle, and how cool is this? I get to spread the word from the seat of a bike. Now, I need to challenge you a little bit. Were you folks aware that motorcycles are actually mentioned in the Bible? It's true. Do you think it's true? Well, let me tell you. After the walls of Jericho fell, Joshua's triumph was heard throughout the land. Now, we're dedicated to reaching out to the unsaved people we meet, whether it's at a rally or at a gas station or maybe in the Walmart parking lot. Because when I pull into a parking lot or I stop at a red light on my bike and people look, and when they see this patch on my back, lots of times it'll start a conversation. Now, we already share a love for bikes, and this is often an opening so that I can share about my love for the Lord. And I can't think of a better way to have people come up and ask us about who we are. Because the opportunity to tell them about Jesus the moment they ask me, so what's this patch all about? Now, for many years, some bikers have had a bad image. And still today, some biker groups do their best to portray that bad boy image. And we have an opportunity as Christian bikers to change that as we present ourselves as Christians in the world by showing others that the words Christian and biker can fit together in the same sentence. And we're involved in biking events all across Canada. Locally, we volunteer at events like Ride for Sight, the Ride for Dad, the Calgary and Edmonton motorcycle shows, the Motorcycle Awareness Ride in Calgary, and we take part in toy runs in several communities. CMA is present at many secular rallies, whether it's helping with registration. Believe it or not, a lot of secular rallies, the people that organize them won't trust their own people to take money at the gate. So they'll ask the Christian bikers to come and look after that for them. Sometimes we run the bike games, we cook breakfast, we pick up garbage, we clean toilets. Sometimes it's just to be there to be a listening ear for somebody that God puts in our path. Sometimes we're there to encourage someone who's looking for something and they're not finding it in that world that they're caught up in.
We even did a church service in the beer gardens on Sunday morning.
Yep.
One time after a toy run in Yorkton.
Yep.
And so in the morning we're having church service in the beer gardens. There was a few people left over from the night before, but we got their attention.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the ministry that we do is about building relationships, because that can be done through sharing a meal together, or helping someone whose bike might be broken down on the side of the road, or maybe somebody's whose life has broken down, and they just need a little bit of encouragement and the kindness of a Christian rider to brighten up their day. And like Sandy said, sometimes we're asked to provide church services on a Sunday morning and an event. It's an incredible opportunity to reach a willing heart. Now, to be a CMA member, there's stuff we got to do. To be able to wear these colors with honor, we have to have gone through our membership training material. And we're required to renew our membership on a yearly basis to have the right to wear this patch. This ensures that we're refocusing ourselves every year on what our mission is really all about. And one of the most successful active ministries that CMA has in Alberta is in prison. Several of our guys go to Bowdoin Penitentiary every month to put on a chapel service, and they've had amazing opportunities there. Another group of CMA members go into the Edmonton Young Offender Center every week to present the Alpha program, also into the Remand Center, and they've even been into the Edmonton Maximum Institution to present Alpha with amazing success. And they've really built some strong relationships there. Come on up here, guys. Cooper.
I'd like to repeat what Rick said about CMA is not just for the guys, it's for mums and grandmas as well. And these little guys, they've learned to ride with us over the years. And we also have a youth ministry now, and there's two different levels to our youth ministry. Jackson's wearing a patch, and it says, Living for the Son. When they reach teenage years, there's another course that they can go through that is the youth member, and they wear a patch more similar to ours. But the kids can grow up with us, and we're pretty cool grandparents, are we?
Yeah? Yes.
Nothing like being picked up at school on a motorbike. Not that I've had the opportunity to do that yet. But we just wanted to show you that even these young guys and girls can be involved with what we do. All right, you can go sit down. So it's not just for the older people. We're trying to start them younger. As you can see, a lot of us are advancing in years. And so getting younger members is something that's talked about a lot within CMA because it's not without its challenges. And so we're reaching out into different areas. We're in the States and coming into Canada. We've got a new program called Roads and Trails. And so it's aimed more at the quadders and the off-roaders, and that ministry is growing hugely. There's ministry with not just the youth, but a lot of the youth in the dirt bike community. And so there's CMA youth members who pray for and take part in all of those. So we're finding ways to reach out to the younger generation. The women of CMA have a strong ministry within CMA as well. When I was first saved, I struggled for a long time about my past and how to deal with what I'd done. I felt I'd wasted so many years. I had a CMA member that said to me one time, you didn't waste anything. He said, God had this all planned. Someday, you'll be able to speak to a woman at a rally or wherever it is and say to her, I've been exactly where you are. I know what you're going through, and I know there's a better way. And I certainly had no idea then that down the road I'd become a biker. Wasn't in my plan at all. I thought my sister was crazy for riding a motorbike, but, well, look at me now. So God has taken this past, and he's enabled it that I can use it. And that's a gift, and I have to remember that. And I can pass along some of these things down the road and I certainly have been in that position over the years. So whether it's at the darkness of a rally or just meeting someone on a ride, I pray all the time that God's going to use me and all of the CMA members to do his will. And that's something we pray for on a regular basis is divine appointments. That, you know, we pray before we ride and we pray as a group and we pray in our meetings that divine appointments would always be put in front of us. And that we would have the courage to meet them when that time happens. I used to think that mission work when we were first saved was something that people went off to other countries to do, and that was the only mission work. And I've learned that, no, there's a huge mission field right here at home. We don't have to go very far to find it. I've been blessed through this ministry more than I'll ever be able to give back, and I thank God all the time that he put us here. Again, certainly we never foresaw we'd be in the position we are with CMA right now, but God, I guess, has a different plan, so we're just going to go along with it. We've been members since 2001, and it's been a challenge and a blessing. Like I said, we never expected that we would be called to be in leadership, but he has provided for us in that. When we were called, then we were asked to go to Arkansas leadership meetings, and we learned a lot down there. So we would just covet any prayers that we continue on this path. It takes lots of time, lots of hours, lots of energy, and I know we have lots of our members that pray for us regularly, that we would have the time, the energy, the finances to continue doing what we do. So we appreciate that.
You could probably tell when you watched the video, it was not produced in Canada. The accent was probably the giveaway. But they did mention that the Run for the Sun in the U.S. takes place on the first Saturday in May. And I think we still had snow on the ground. We did indeed have local runs for the Sun here in Alberta on the first Saturday in June. And we were able to attend one of them. But it's an important thing. It's a physical, tangible thing that we do to say, we're doing this for you, Lord. And it gets our patch out there in the public eye. And it's a chance for us to build new relationships, to seek people that will support us in this ministry. And I won't go through the percentages again. They were covered in the video. But it's important to note, 40% of the money that CMA Canada raises stays here to help us buy training materials and ministry tools at a lower cost. Books, water bottles, Bibles, that kind of stuff. This money also pays for things like the Alpha program in prison and Bibles, New Testament Bibles, that are taken into prison as well. And we really want you to know, none of the money from Run for the Sun goes to pay the administration costs of Christian Motorcyclist Association. Our head office is 100% supported by our membership.
Yeah, it's in our mandate that we're to support our head office. And we only have one staff member, and the rest of us are all... It's all volunteer work, but we do have an office to maintain and that. So that's on us to make sure that we raise that money. And like Rick said, it provides us at a better cost, all of our supplies. And we've got a table out there. I know many of you have already looked at it. And so we can, like I said, we can purchase those at sort of at cost then instead of having to charge us a lot more. I want to explain a couple of the items out there. There's a cloth laid out, and within that cloth there's a few items. Now Rick and I build these packages, one for guys, one for ladies, and we put in typically a cross in the Bible, in the biker Bible, and then a pamphlet, our business card, and then we pray over them and ask God that they are very specific, that he has a plan for them. So then when we feel that we're called to give them, then that's what we do. As well, I have a challenge for anybody, not just the ladies, But there's a basket back there with angels, and it has a little card in it that's got a salvation message and a sort of an uplifting little message there for typically for ladies, but not necessarily just for ladies. The CMA ladies have started doing this a few years ago, and all across North America, I think we all make them. I really enjoy making them. They're kind of a mindless thing for me to do in the evening when I need to de-stress. And I pray over them as I make them that, you know, that God would, they would always go to the person that God intended them to go to. So my challenge to you is, I would like everybody to think of somebody or more than one person that you feel that maybe could be reached with one of these little angels. I challenge you to take it and give it away. You can have one for yourself, but I do challenge you to take at least one and give it away. I know I've had a few people already this morning say, I know somebody that maybe this would help. And so they're just a little tool. And again, you get touched in the oddest times where you think, oh, where do I have an angel? Because they're just an easy thing to hand somebody. The waitress at a restaurant, that she's running and she's stressed, and you can just see, and Rick's very good at saying, just stop and take a breath when they get to our table. It's okay, we're not in a rush, and here's an angel when we leave, you know? And so it's just a small little thing, but it can really make the difference in somebody's day sometimes. So there's a lot there, so I challenge you to take one and don't be shy with them.
We are richly blessed in so many ways to be part of the ministry of CMA. We want to invite each one of you, every one of you, to be part of our team in 2017. By your prayer, and if you choose, or if you're led, by your financial support, you too can step through the door into the darkness and let your little light shine. Because together, all of our little lights can brighten up some of the darkest corners of the world by enabling us to share the gospel with a lost and hurting soul. So come and see us after church, please. Find out more about how you can be part of our team with CMA this year. And if you'd like to make a donation to us but you're not prepared to today, we have pre-addressed envelopes as well. Now, when I talked to Tim this past week to finalize plans for church, he said, you know, there's been some people asking about this guy, I think his name is Rick, and they were coming here for a while, and I haven't really seen him that much. Well, you know what? We don't get to a lot of church services here in the summertime, and it's not because we don't want to be here, but it's because those that we're hoping to reach are not here in these chairs on Sunday morning. They're out on the highways and in those dark places. So we would ask you to keep an eye out for the CMA patch in your travels, and please pray for us and for all bikers this season. There's a lot of stuff in social media about bikers on the road. So look twice, save a life. Thank you very much for your time, and be blessed.
Thank you so very, very much, Rick and Sandy, for sharing this important ministry. Hang on just a second. We bless you and we liberate you to go out there where the people are. We've dipped into the foster care world today. We've dipped into the motorcycle world today. This is what Daybreak is about. Touching people in areas of society that are often forgotten, whatever. And so I wanted to give them an opportunity to share their ministry with you. Some of you may not know that the way we do our missions budget at Daybreak is that four Sundays a year, and today is one of them, we invite a group in that we believe is a worthy group doing a worthy ministry, and then we bless them with a second offering. And you'll be encouraged to know that I told Rick, no bikers are allowed to take the offering here this morning. Okay? So dig deep, my friends. And we want to bless Rick and Sandy and their ministry with an offering right now. I have one of those angels that Sandy was talking about. I carry it in my car, but now that Rick has so graciously donated this here hog for the exclusive use of the pastor, I'll be wearing it around my neck immediately beneath my ZZ Top beard. Okay? Bless you guys. Thanks for hanging out with us as a part of your Father's Day. Rick and Sandy, I'm going to let you go to the back there. Be sure to stop by their table and say hi and look at the stuff there. And whatever you do, treat Dad real good today. Bless you.